You're listening to HowStreet.com Radio, available online at TalkDigitalNetwork.com. Welcome to HowStreet.com Radio, the online source for market opinions. Here is Jim Goddard.
My guest is Tim Cyclesman Wood, editor of Cycles News and Views on Cyclesman.com. He's speaking to us from Gulf Shores, Alabama. Welcome back to the show.
Jim, thanks for having me.
Tim, how would you describe what's going on with the Dow rally right now? Is this the real deal?
Well, it's certainly a rally, but I don't think it's the real deal. We had a primary bearish Dow theory, primary bearish trend change, in conjunction with the decline back in March and April, or into the April low, and that primary bearish trend change is still in effect. Kind of by design, anytime you get a primary bearish trend change, I mean, the market is obviously headed lower in order to trigger that, and typically it's pushing into some sort of a low, and then there's typically some sort of a rally that follows. And that's what we've seen. That primary bearish trend change, like I said, is very few people even pay attention to that sort of thing anymore, to Dow theory, but it has certainly been triggered, and it's certainly still intact. And in accordance with that, this should be a counter trend slash retest of the high. And until proven otherwise, that's how you have to view it, because there's nothing has happened to reverse that trend change. And so that said, I think this is counter trend and part of the overall setup. We had a short-term low in late May, and we've seen a rally and kind of a retest of this intermediate-term top. And the structure here is what's key. Once this rally out of the April low concludes, we get structure to cap it, and an intermediate-term sell signal is triggered, then we're going to be set up for the resumption. But right now, it's counter trend within the context of the Dow 3 primary bearish trend change. Should we see a new high in conjunction with this? I mean, that's possible. Something similar like that happened in 1999 and 2000, into the 2000 top in 99. Richard Russell, people's been around the markets a while, should know who Richard Russell was, but he was a leading Dow theorist at the time. He'd been writing a Dow theory letter, I think, since the 1950s. But anyway, he properly called a Dow theory primary bearish trend change in September, I think it was September 23rd to be exact, 1999. But then the industrials, they pushed into a low just like what we've seen, and the industrials actually from there pressed into a squeaker new high in January of 2000, but the transports did not confirm, and then that concluded the setup. So, you can't rule something like that out. I don't at this point anticipate a new high on the industrials. I think it's counter trend, but just to say ahead of time, should something like that occur, I think it would be similar with that 99-2000 sort of setup, because you don't take a Dow theory primary bearish trend change lightly. Something is definitely going on here, and I think looking at it cyclically, that we probably have seen the 4-year top, and we're trying to see a higher degree downturn taking hold. But after that decline, again, we're seeing a relief rally, and it's got to run its course.
What's going on with gold?
Well, I believe that, we know that gold has been rallying out of a 9-year cycle low. There's still some major non-confirmations with gold that are indicative of a 9-year cycle top, which I think we've been pushing into. So far, the April high stands, the April intraday high stands on gold, and we're retesting that high. Had a shorter-term low recently last week, or mid-May. It's actually mid-May. And, we're retesting that high, and we have to see from here, what the structure brings. But I believe that just like everything else, that gold is trying to set up with at least an intermediate degree top here. And then depending on what evolves from this intermediate term top, it could certainly be a higher degree top. I know that the bullishness with gold got to be pretty extreme, but the expectation has been for gold, this 9-year cycle to peak in conjunction with, I don't mean today, but for all these asset classes to peak in general proximity to one another, and that they would all go down together once the downturn out of this long-term economic cycle begins and the deflationary forces take hold. And so I think that's what we're seeing with gold is the making of a top.
Silver's had a bit of a charge here. What's the book on that?
Same thing. And, silver has actually squeaked out a new high here. And looking at silver, we had we saw an intermediate term low in April, and we've pushed into a slightly new high here. So it's the same sort of setup. The process is underway, and we've seen these counter trend rallies, retests of these tops as we build higher degree tops. So I think it's the exact same scenario.
Tim, did we have a setup where people should have sold in May and gone away?
Maybe. We can't tell. Like you said, I don't know that this is over yet. I think that's what's happening, but I don't know that this is over yet. I need to see structure. I need to see an intermediate. I need to see a short intermediate term sell signal. And I need to see the structure that transpires with that before I can say that. But right now, to be clear, I'm not speaking out of both sides of my mouth. I think this higher degree setup is definitely underway. I think we definitely have an intermediate term and counter trend / retest of the high type thing taking place. But until I see structure and the proper sell signal to say that this counter trend retest has run its course, then it hasn't run its course. So, yes, we're in the process, have to see it when it happens, and that's what I write about in the short-term updates and in the letters.
We'll have more with Tim, Cycles Man Wood, right after this.
Don't miss out. Stay informed. Receive the HowStreet.com weekly recap with thought-provoking podcasts, radio, and articles delivered to your inbox. Sign up for the HowStreet.com weekly recap on our homepage at HowStreet.com.
Welcome back. We're speaking with Tim, Cycles Man Wood. Tim, what's your eye on interest rates?
Well, interest rates, obviously we've had a bounce in rates. I think that rates are ultimately headed lower, but as with everything else, we've seen this counter trend bounce in association with the bounce in equities the last couple of months now. The interest rate cutting cycle has definitely begun. Underway, I should say. We've seen 3 rate cuts. Someone sent me a text, and I've heard this myself. I've been a little bit out of pocket the last few days, but I've heard in the past that the president is talking about wanting the Fed to cut rates, that they're trying to force them to cut rates and that sort of thing. And while the interest rate cutting cycle has definitely begun, like I said, we've seen 3 rate cuts. The model suggests that we are not there yet. I have a model I look at with the spread differential between the 3-month T-bill and the discount rate. And to see a cut at this juncture, even though I think the rate cutting cycle is underway and that it hasn't concluded and that lower rates are still out there, looking at that model, it suggests that we should not, there should not be a rate cut here. At this juncture, to see one would be absolutely unprecedented at this point. So again, it's kind of the same story as with equities. We're seeing this little bounce, if you will. And I think what it is is it's to lack of better words, it's like we saw this in I forget the dates. I don't have the charts in front of me, but I believe it was in maybe June of 08 type time frame, and. You get these little relief rallies that people go, ah, that was ugly, but I'm glad it's over. And it's an optimism rally where things appear good. It appears that there's a reinflation taking place. Rates rally, with the markets, and it's a false perception that things are good. How long this goes on, I'm not sure, but that's the context of it, I believe.
What's happening with the U.S. dollar?
The U.S. dollar is, believe it or not, fishing for a 4-year cycle low. last year when the dollar began to rally, out of the September low, I believe it was pretty strong. And I'd written in the letter, I said that should not have been a four-year cycle low. It didn't. The structural requirements weren't there. And I said that we needed to, I thought that was a counter-trend rally and that we needed to turn down and make another push to take us below that September low from, the September 2024 low. And we have seen that more recently. We saw that violation a couple of months ago, back in April. And since then, like everything else, the dollar has rallied out of that low, and then since it has weakened and turned back down. But long story short, I think that the dollar is fishing for a long-term four-year cycle low, and from there it should obviously turn up out of that low. And what I see coming together here is that the dollar will rally as this deflationary setup takes hold. And of course, once that four-year cycle low is in place, then I think that's going to coincide loosely, with not to the day, but as we make the four-year cycle low in the dollar, we're going to see the 9-year cycle top in gold, and things are going to transition out of this, like I said, this counter-trend rallies that we've seen. And I think, the 4-year cycle low, by the way, is due, is any time. It's almost imminent, but it could be another few months ahead. I have to see the structure when I see it. But we're in the timing band, the timing window that I have for that 4-year cycle low. So it's in a bottoming process. Long story short.
What do you see for crude oil?
Crude oil, the same sort of thing. Crude oil, we've seen a counter trend bounce. With everything else, crude oil is actually broken down more so than structurally than some of the other asset classes. I mean, with crude oil breaking down in April, it violated some key long term cycle lows. That tells me that the longer term trend is absolutely broken. There's a 3-year cycle in commodities. We violated the previous 3-year cycle low in crude oil. And that means that the rally that we've seen the last several weeks, coming out of that, crude oil made an intraday low in early April, and then another, it didn't undercut the April low, but it retested the April low in early May, and then we've been bouncing out of that low. And I think this is, again, counter trend that will be followed by lower prices once the deflationary downturn takes hold.
Tim, so your overall summary of what we're seeing right now?
The overall summary is that we have countertrend advances that I think are based on, kind of like I said, some of the rallies, intermediate term rallies that we saw back in 08, that are based on the hope that the worst is behind us, and it's a false reinflation.
Tim, thank you so much for chatting with us.
Thank you for having me.
My guest has been Tim Cyclesman Wood, editor of Cycles News and Views on cyclesman.com. He was speaking to us from Alabama. If you have any questions for Tim or for any of our guests, you can send them to info@howstreet.com. Find us on X at How Street. Our YouTube channel is Talk Digital Network. We're also on Facebook. I'm Jim Goddard. Thank you for listening.
Comments made on HowStreet.com radio are an expression of opinion only and should not be construed in any matter whatsoever as recommendations to buy or sell any financial instrument at any time. Available online at TalkDigitalNetwork.com, HowStreet.com radio is a production of HowStreet Media Incorporated.